I'll try to speak up if you listen up. I'm concerned about a certain problem in the Hare Krishna movement. It's an ongoing problem. I'm sure many of you have noticed the problem, and it's a problem of priority. The things which have been prioritized in our movement have led the thrust of the movement away from the actual focus that should be there. I'm happy to see and I'm happy to hear about devotees in more recent times, in the last couple of years especially, becoming more focused on Nam Sankirtan. But you should know, you may have observed, that especially since the demise of our beloved founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, Nam Sankirtan has been very much sidelined, marginalized. And I don't want to blame anyone, but the fact of the matter is that Mahamantra Nam Sankirtan is not going out on the streets in the major cities all over the world on a daily basis the way it used to be, the way we used to go out when Srila Prabhupada was present. Why? There's a lack of faith in the execution of the Yuga Dharma. There's a lack of faith in the actual process of self-realization, the most viable means for becoming self-realized. The focus is less on self-realization and more on social development. Money makes the world go round. So if something doesn't appear to be making much money, then not much stress is placed on the thing. It's just as simple as that. Nam Sankirtan, for most pragmatic managers, doesn't seem to be very financially viable. It doesn't appear to be the thing which solves the chapati problems. The army runs on the belly, but what the hell are we running the army for if we're not going out and performing the Yuga Dharma? Have you noticed this? Am I speaking something which is an easily observable phenomena? I think that any intelligent person in our movement who is a little aware of our siddhanta and aware of the process by which we can realize the goal of the philosophy as ordained and advocated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates and all the acharyas coming down in disciplic succession, including Srila Prabhupada, anyone who's a little awake to the reality of what we're really supposed to be all about has to admit that we're not focusing on the Yuga Dharma the way we should be. Everything else takes precedence. Everything else becomes the priority. And as such, everything else becomes Sankirtan. Everything else is part and parcel of the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, it is deemed as, you know, things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other. Therefore, anything which is part and parcel of the Sankirtan movement becomes Sankirtan. But Sankirtan is not good enough because it doesn't make the money, isn't it? Sankirtan doesn't bring home the cash, so therefore is not very important. Everything else becomes important. After Srila Prabhupada left, book distribution became known as Sankirtan. But then people stopped going out on book distribution in most places all over the world because book distribution also wasn't bringing in so much money. It was more profitable to buy some culled Karmi records at 10 cents a pop and sell them for $5. It became more profitable, you know, to meet our temple overheads to sell carved candles, to sell Hong Kong paintings, to sell stickers. So it became Karmi record Sankirtan. It became carved candle Sankirtan. It became incense Sankirtan. It became sticker Sankirtan. Everything else was Sankirtan, but Sankirtan became, oh, that's just Hari Nam, as if Hari Nam is of little importance in the Hare Krishna Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So my humble request, and I'm sure all of you can appreciate this, at least on one level or another, to some extent, we need a revolution in this movement. And if we're not going to get a revolution in this movement, if the movement is not going to support the revolution, the Sankirtan revolution, Nam Sankirtan has to be put back in the forefront of this movement. Nam Sankirtan has to regain its place of dignity in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. No more of this sideline business. Please bring Sankirtan back to where it's supposed to be, the level that it's supposed to be. Srila Prabhupada sent a letter to us in 1974 in Washington, D.C., praising us and saying how he was so pleased with our 14-hour Sankirtan days. 14 hours going out on the street, practically every day we were going out for 14 hours. In New York City, there was no less than 40 to 50 devotees going out every day on the streets, chanting and dancing. That's how Hare Krishna became a household word all over the world. Because in most major cities all over the world, we were going out every day. In Washington, D.C., we were considered a small temple. We had only 19 or 20 devotees in the temple, but there was at least 18 of us going out on the Harinam Sankirtan party and distributing Prabhupada's books side by side. Grihastas, brahmacharis, sannyasis, everyone. We were all going out together performing Nam Sankirtan. In New York on weekends, Friday and Saturday both, 250 devotees going out on the street for several hours in the evening, 3 or 4 hours. Our weekend Maha Harinam Sankirtan parties, 250 devotees. We would divide the party in half, 125 going up one side of Broadway, 125 going up the other side of Broadway, and we would converge at least 20 mridangas reverberating between those skyscrapers. It was outrageous sound, and it made a heavy impact on the public. So we need Sankirtan resurgence, Nam Sankirtan resurgence in our movement. And for that, there may be necessity to organize a coalition of devotees who are willing to dedicate their human form of life directly to the performance of the Yuga Dharma for the purpose of getting prema and helping to turn back the tide of Kali Yuga, which is rampant. The demoniac corporate elite of this world are not slowing down or stopping and waiting for the Krishna consciousness movement to wake up to its responsibility to beseech the holy name, to descend from Golok Dham, to Vinachaya Chaduskritam, Puritanaya Sadhanam, Dharma Samstarpanathaya. What Dharma? Kali Yuga Dharma, Harinam Samkirtan. That Dharma. Dharma Siglani means the waning of Dharma. Golokara Prema Dhan, Harinam Samkirtan. Nam Sankirtan is descending from Golok for the purpose of spreading prema, prema dharma, that dharma. How? By the most viable process in Kali Yuga, and that is the Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan. So I'm just, by way of encouragement, I'm begging all of you to please help in this endeavor to bring back Nam Sankirtan to its proper place of dignity in the forefront of the Krishna consciousness movement. If we don't do it, if we don't step forward and become instruments in the hands of the predecessor acharyas, don't think that it's not going to be done. Nam Sankirtan will come up, definitely, because it is the will of Lord Chaitanya. If we don't do it, someone will do it, with or without the Krishna consciousness movement. We need grassroots revolution. That means you and me. I'm part of the grassroots. I'm not part of the managerial elite of this movement. For years and years and years, at least 21 years, I've personally been here trying to somehow or other bring it to the attention of the lay devotees, because I don't expect the managerial elite of this movement to take it very seriously, because it don't make no money. You understand? Money's the honey. They're not going to prioritize Nam Sankirtan. But Nam Sankirtan will come back, I guarantee it, with the cooperation of a few good people who are willing to step forward in their various localities all over the world and help to generate that faith, that consciousness in the holy name. So please help wherever you may go and do the real thing. To actually implement the Yuga Dharma, there needs to be purity. And purity begins, human life begins, with following the four regulative principles so that we can have the potency, the power to do the real thing for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. It's very important. Huh?
I have a question.
Yes.
What's a way that we can restore, or a fresh new way we can restore people's faith to keep the kirtan going? Maybe there's some new secret of faith that needs to happen to uplift the kirtan.
There's no new secret of faith, please.
No, I know, but I mean...
I'm trying to understand. Faith comes by experience. And experience comes by applying the process.
So how do you inspire the old faith to keep the kirtan going for people to get out on the street?
By doing it. Someone has to do it. Someone has to be the kingpin, so to speak.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it. Don't worry. But we need more than one moon. We all have to become moons. Kali Yuga is very dark. We need a lot of moons in a lot of different places all over the world. Grassroots revolution, please remember that. Please help. Do the real thing. Do the right thing. Perform Harinam Samkirtan on a daily basis. And get the experience. Increase your faith. Get Nam Nishta. Get Shuddha Nam Ruchi. By following the regulative principles and chanting as much Nam Japa and Nam Samkirtan as possible. And go back home, back to Godhead in this one lifetime. You can do it. Anyone can do it. If insignificant Indradas can do it, anyone can do it.